everyone. Wish you all a good start to 2024. Henry R. Slidian here, and welcome to this special episode of the Future of Money podcast. As many of you loyal listeners know, I've had the tradition since 2015 to issue my top 10 crypto predictions for the year. I publish these on December 23rd via my newsletter on LinkedIn. Again, if you're not subscribed to my newsletter on LinkedIn, make sure to go on my LinkedIn page and to subscribe. But I know some of you always preferred in an audio mode, whether you're at the gym, you're driving, or you're going for a walk. So here is a special episode on my top 10 crypto predictions for 2024 in audio format. Here we go. 2023 was another crazy year for the crypto ecosystem, with several developments that look poised to shape some of the big trends we need to watch in 2024. Let's kick it off with number one. Bitcoin and crypto are the cool kids once more. Bitcoin was up over 150% in 2023, and 2024 is shaping up to be another bull market for the industry. Expect the physical Bitcoin ETF approval, likely in the first quarter of 2024, and the Bitcoin halving, definitely in the second quarter of 2024, to act as catalysts powered by the overall macro environment of an end of interest rate hikes and investors looking again for risk-on assets. We should expect crypto to be part of the usual conversation at cocktail parties again, and that is positive, not only for new capital that's coming into the space, but also for development of the overall ecosystem. Prediction number two. Institutional allocators get FOMO again. While we may believe that smart capital would have entered the crypto ecosystem at the bottom, the reality is that most of the institutional allocators stayed on the sidelines waiting for a number of catalysts, including for the dust of the FTX collapse to settle and to see how the Binance domino would fall. There is finally clarity with the FTX saga behind and with SBF heading to jail for some time, and a record settlement between US authorities and Binance. In addition, counterparty risk mitigation solutions now abound, allowing a significant reduction of exposure to exchanges who have, to their credit, really improved in their level of transparency they provide to the market. We should expect many large institutional investors to follow the usual playbook in 2024. Start by allocating to VC funds, which have a longer horizon, the assets are not marked to market, there's less career risk, followed by allocations to crypto funds or fund managers. Prediction number three, the non-sexy infrastructure players get some well-deserved attention. The 2023 bankruptcies brought much-needed attention to counterparty risk. For example, the diversity of custody offerings is now quite impressive, and there are probably more institutional-grade custodians than institutional-grade clients. However, there are still gaps in the industry, especially in the boring verticals, from crypto fund administrators and compliance providers to crypto insurance and fiat on and off ramps. While these non-sexy areas do not get any media attention or do not put you on panels at conferences, they are essential for the growth of the ecosystem. And we should expect smart capital to allocate to these verticals and some of the prominent players in the traditional finance space to enter the Web3 space by acquiring some of these boring and non-sexy players in the space. Prediction number four, stablecoins to the rescue. As I predicted last year, 2023 was a fantastic year for stablecoins, with total supply rising to over 130 billion. This is remarkable when you think that there was less than $5 billion in stablecoins only 48 months ago. In addition to being used for crypto trading, let's not forget that the vast majority of trading pairs are still in stablecoins, with Tether, or USDT, representing over 70% of that amount. Stablecoins are now being used as money in many parts of the world, from Turkey to Argentina, where citizens cannot rely on their central bank. In addition, stablecoins are being used increasingly in international trade, say between Latin American exporters and international buyers, where using traditional banking lines is expensive and in many cases impossible. In 2024, we should expect stablecoins to become increasingly more mainstream in regions like Africa or Latin America and cross-border payments more generally. Prediction number five, privacy in payments. Despite what mass media will make you believe, crypto transactions are surprisingly traceable and transparent, as any traceability firm would be happy to demonstrate. There is, somewhat ironically, probably more privacy now in payments using a traditional finance interbank SWIFT network compared to making Bitcoin transfers. We should expect, rightly so, privacy in payments to become a topic du jour in 2024. As privacy coins like Monero are not an option and are banned by most jurisdictions, we should expect privacy solutions like zero-knowledge proofs to be part of the solution. There have been some very interesting developments in the space, from privacy pools to the future vision of Ethereum, and we should expect forward-thinking VCs and entrepreneurs to look at the space in 2024. Prediction number six, the United States continues to lose and others like the UAE win. Despite all the lobbying efforts of the crypto community in the US to try to provide regulatory and policy clarity, the country has arguably lost the race when it comes to becoming the first choice for any new crypto entrepreneur. The sometimes laughable even inconsistencies and lack of clarity from the SEC to the infighting between regulatory bodies have made the US a not very friendly jurisdiction when it comes to crypto. There is optimism that this can change, especially if Republicans return to the White House in 2024, but the damage is largely already done. Who are the winners? Well, quite a few. Players like Hong Kong have been trying to return, especially in niche areas like tokenization. There's also some optimism with Europe, with MiCA that's coming up. However, the one player that has stolen the spotlight has been the United Arab Emirates, which has become the global crypto hub of the moment. Dubai's Virtual Asset Regulatory Authority, or VARA, the world's first crypto-specialized regulator, has allegedly received hundreds of applications. And Abu Dhabi's ADGM, Abu Dhabi Global Markets, continues to attract leading players not only by deploying strategic capital, but also by creating specific regulatory regimes, including a regulatory regime tailored for DLT foundations. The above, coupled with very strategic central bank and visionary government, are likely to continue making the UAE the global crypto hub to watch in 2024. Prediction number seven, central bank digital currencies continue to move forward. With over 90% of central bank experimenting with CBDCs, we should expect wholesale and retail CBDCs to continue developing in 2024. Perhaps due to China being years ahead of the rest of the world in this area, we should expect geopolitics to play a more significant role, especially regarding the choice of fellow countries each central bank decides to partner with for its tests. For example, one country to watch is India, which has accomplished tremendous inroads in the CBDC space in recent months and has partnered not with the EU, but rather the central bank of the UAE for some recent tests. On the other extreme, we should continue to see US politicians pass legislation to ban a CBDC in the United States, like it was the case in last year, further deepening the divide in the global CBDC landscape. One player to watch has been the Bank for International Settlements, or BIS for short, at innovation hubs that have been doing really pioneering work not only with cutting-edge projects like Enbridge, but who have been experimenting with self-custody CBDC options as well. For example, Project Sela, which is a collaboration between the BIS Innovation Hub, the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, and Israel's Central Bank, is an excellent example of a pioneering project that could eventually allow any tech firm or business to offer retail CBDC wallets to clients. This project does not get the media attention it deserves. However, it can enable a new competitor field in banking, something that open banking has tried and arguably has not been very successful so far. So definitely CBDCs are an area to watch in 2024. Prediction number eight, assets from bankrupt crypto entities are partially recovered and, perhaps surprisingly, reinvested in crypto. Crypto aficionados have become bankruptcy experts in the past 24 months with the collapse of not only crypto firms like 3AC, Celsius, or FTX, but also those of crypto-friendly banks like Silicon Valley Bank or Signature Bank. The recovery outlook for many of the crypto insolvencies is looking quite positive. For example, FTX claims are trading at over 60 cents on a dollar, and many believe that the actual recovery will be higher than 90 cents, if not par. This recovered capital is likely, perhaps ironically, to be redeployed back into the crypto ecosystem, especially if a bull market is all the rage and players focus on counterparty risk mitigation and becoming institutionalized, we likely benefit from these inflows. Prediction number 9, tokenization of real-world assets re-becomes a thing. There was much hype around tokenization around 2019 and 20, but that star faded due to a lack of traction from issuers and investors. Now, things seem to be heating up again in the global tokenization landscape with a focus on real-world assets, or RWA in short. Not only are some jurisdictions, like Hong Kong, for example, positioning themselves as hubs for such activities, but the last months have shown interest in such products from tokenized U.S. treasuries to real estate. The game changer here could be some of the large traditional financial institutions that decide to enter the space. Players like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan have already entered the space, and we should probably expect others to follow in 2024. Prediction number 10, gaming. There are over 3 billion gamers globally, many of whom are comfortable with digital assets, not only cryptocurrencies, but also NFTs. The gaming community somewhat stepped back from digital assets last year due to the negative reputation of the industry post-FTX. As things recover, we should start seeing more and more collaboration, not only in Web3 gaming, but probably in Web2 gaming as well. The next billion users in crypto will likely come from the gaming world, so expect to continue seeing investments and interest at this crossover for the year ahead. So there you have it, folks, my top 10 crypto predictions for 2024. Do you agree or disagree? I would love to hear back from you on your comments on my LinkedIn page or on YouTube, and hear what you have to say. Thank you very much for all your support in 2023, and I really look forward to sharing more content and insights with you all in 2024. Once again, if you want to stay on top of developments and my content, make sure to follow me not only on YouTube, but also on Twitter, where I post content on a very regular basis. Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you for joining me on this special episode of the Future of Money podcast. And see you all next time.